Rod Stutson, we have a few special guests in our studio today. I mean, my eyes have been lighting up for the last 10 minutes or so because we have some real celebrities in here. First of all, Lillian Lee, I want to say hello to you. How you doing?
I'm fine, Ron. How are you this morning?
Are you still listening?
I'm still listening.
I want to make sure. Dolores Bailey, what's going on?
Good morning, Ron. Nice to be here with you.
You too. And Kimberly Eastman Zirkle is here. How are you?
Good morning, Ron. I'm great. Thanks for having us today.
I know that you are all excited about this big yard sale coming up. Kimberly, we'll start with you. Why don't you tell us about this yard sale, who's sponsoring it, and who gets the money?
Excellent. So Binkley Baptist Church has held this yard sale for the last 32 years, and this is the 16th sale. And this is actually the eighth time we've joined hands. Binkley Baptist Church has joined hands with Barbie's Chapel Church in order to do this together. We work side by side to give back to the community. And the date of the yard sale is Saturday the 16th. Mm-hmm. And it will be held at Binkley Baptist Church at the corner of Willow Drive and 15501 bypass near the K&W Cafeteria and Harris Teeter. It starts at 7 a.m. and it goes till 12 noon. And people can park at the University Mall. And we want to give a huge shout out to the manager there at University Mall, the general manager, Peter DeLone. He's been an awesome neighbor. And we're working together to make sure that there's ample parking for people at the mall and for the sale.
Now, Dolores, I know that you have a real vested interest in this big yard sale because empowerment gets the money. Tell us about what kind of money you're trying to raise and where this money goes.
This money is, well, first I want to thank Barbie's and Binkley's for allowing Empowerment to receive the proceeds from this, and we are really excited and grateful. We had a major cutback in our state funding this year, Empowerment did. So this money, whatever we raise, and we're going to be very, very grateful for, is going straight towards operating, helping us help other undeserving communities, specifically homeless, specifically men and women. In the news article you just did about the people losing their Section 8 homes, mm-hmm. we're hoping to help them. You know, Empowerment is about reaching out to people and empowering them.
Yes, it is. And Lillian Lee, if anybody's ever been empowered, it's you. Tell us about what you can find at the yard sale and what are you going to be doing while it's happening?
Ron, the entire church will be filled with items for sale. We have 16 different departments, and you can get clothes, furniture, electronics, collectibles, toys, games, tools, sporting goods, computers, books, linens and things and whatnot. We do not sell pianos, shoes, mattresses, toys with red paint, textbooks, encyclopedias, or washers and dryers. But other than that, if you can bring it, we will try to sell it.
All right. And especially those high-tech items like, you know, all social media things. I mean, because I know you're really up on all that stuff. And you will actually help people learn how to use them if they don't know how to do that already.
Oh, I know somebody who can help them.
And
Ron, this is a fun event in addition to being a lot of hard work. Mm-hmm. The camaraderie with the people who are working to get ready for that big day and all of the people who come to shop, and some of them we see every 2 years. They can't wait to get back. As a matter of fact, they want to know, are you doing it again next year? We said, no, we're too tired. It's going to take us 2 years just to recover from this one. But it's an awesome event, and we'll have something there for everybody. At Children's Department is just awesome. And the White Elephant Room, whatever you can't find anyplace else, they'll have it in White Elephants for you.
I'll tell you what, there's quite a history behind this event, Kimberly. It must be a pleasure to go out and tell people about this and to get people to come over, and you guys are going to be really busy.
We will. And it's also especially fun when you find a treasure that's been a previous owner's. We've had some funny stories like people buying an outfit in the finer women's department and walking down the hall wearing it into church. And someone saying, oh, I used to have an outfit like that. And 1 year that happened to me, and I said, well, did you put it in the yard sale? And, oh, we had a good laugh about that. A famous person from our community gave ties 1 year, and people bought those, and the people wearing them would march around town saying, such and such used to wear this tie. So it's just a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And just the spirit and the workers and the two churches working together. It's such a beautiful event.
That really is cool. And, Dolores, how do folks find out more about this?
You can go to either of our websites. You can go to Binkley Baptist, you can go to Barbie's Chapel Baptist, and you can go to Empowerment Baptist. Empowerment's website as well.
Empowerment Baptist. We just started a new organization here. And Lillian?
And the donation times, we started on Sunday. Mm-hmm. We were blown away with all of the donations that came in the very, very first day. The donation hours are from noon to 7 p.m., Saturday, August 9th, Sunday, August 10th, 9 to 5, noon to 5 on that Sunday, and all next week. The last chance to donate is Friday, August 15th, mm-hmm. from 9 a.m. to noon. It's going to take us the rest of the day to get set up. To wait for everybody to come in on Saturday, and but we're looking forward to it. I'm excited about it, as you can tell.
The event itself, yes. where the public can come in and yes. take a look at all this stuff and yes. buy this stuff. When is that exactly?
7 a.m. to 12 noon on Saturday, August 16th.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic. So,
and get there early. The lines will start forming. We're starting an hour early this year, mm-hmm. so the lines start forming about an hour before we open doors.
Wow.
So we know that when we get that 6 o'clock, the workers get that 6, we'll have people lined up waiting, sitting in their lawn chairs and chatting with each other and meeting friends and waiting for those special items that you thought might have been junk, and it will become somebody else's treasure. And believe you me, I've taken things home, and then 2 years later, I recycle, take it back, just like I do with
That's
the thrift
cool.
shop.
Well, this is an event not only to raise money for a great cause and a great opportunity for all these people to get together and put this thing on, but it's a great social occasion as well. So,
yes, it is.
Anybody who's anybody will be there.
Yes.
So
hope to see you.
There won't be any dancing in the parking lot, but if that's what it takes to sell things, I'll dance in the parking lot.
She will even put on her Tina Turner wig and do that old thing you used to do years ago. Hasn't been that long.
That's right.
Well, hey, thank you all for coming in this morning.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having us, and we're still listening.
All right. Well,
thanks for all you do for the community.
That's three.
Okay. Take care.
Excellent.
You too.